You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAI. Okay, this is an interesting email. I got to read to you guys. It's by R.W. He put his initials. Dahlia, I'm graduating UNLV this year. For those of you who don't know, I went to UNLV also, so I'm known as anti-rebel. The UNLV Ridden Rebels. So to a lot of UNLV students, I'm known as anti-rebel. Okay. Hopefully young aunt and sexy aunt, not old aunt, but, you know, I'll take whatever I can get as long as they don't say grandma rebel. Anyway, I'm graduating UNLV this year, and I will be $65. I think he meant $65,000 in debt. I hear college students are finding it near impossible to find employment. I've submitted 25 applications with no response. I need help. I have two children to support. Now, this was an interesting email because I received this a few days ago because they've been talking today in the news about how many students or many young adults can't afford to live on their own the way they have been living. You know, what is it, Generation Z or Generation Y? You know, the video game generation, the eating fast food generation, and there's a lot of the story that surfaced today is you have a lot of young adults that really can't live their lifestyle. You know, they're used to having cars. I didn't have a car, you know, until I was 21, and I bought a Chevy Chevette for $1,800, and I negotiated no finance charges. I told them they had to let me make payments, no finance charges at all. I didn't flirt. I was just honest. I go, look, I got to pay for this car. I don't have that kind of money. I guess I gotta go. And they're like, no, we'll do it. So I bought a Chevy Chevette with no air conditioning for $1,800 at the time. This was in 1991, was it? And it was, I think, an 80-something Chevette. I think it might have been an 85 Chevette. I don't think it was that old a car. So I thought I got a killer deal, although it would have been nice for it to have some sort of air conditioning, especially living in Las Vegas. But I didn't, I got around without a car. I did the bus thing. I walked. I had a bicycle. I mean, I didn't have a vehicle. And you have a lot of people, you know, there's two vehicles to every family and, you know, a lot of the cost. So they were talking about basically how a lot of, you know, kids now these days, they didn't have to struggle because parents had done really, really well, especially, you know, in the early part of the 2000s. But, you know, here we have RW, the initials. $65,000 in debt, already submitted 25 applications with no response. In the olden days, if you were a college graduate, that put you in the top of the pool. But listen, we still have unemployment. We still have a lot of people out of work. And you're filling out an application, it's just black and white paper. You know, you'll hear a lot of techniques, you know, maybe fill out your application in a different color. Got to be careful. If you fill it out in pink or purple, that could really turn off the person looking at it. You have a lot of subjectivity these days. I would probably add a picture. Okay. I don't know much about resumes these days, but I mean, you used to fill out an application, you'd sit there, you'd be really nice to the front desk person, you would drop it off and hopefully you would get a call. Okay, but in those days it was the 90s and finding cheap labor, for those of us looking to work $4 an hour, it was kind of easy to get some jobs at $4 an hour. But nowadays, college graduates, they want to make at least $20, $25, $30 an hour at the very least. I would suggest adding a picture. I would suggest maybe, you know, bringing your resume, attaching it to the, to the application. You know, as a person that, runs a business, I notice when there's a lot of wording, I don't read it. Make it short and sweet with big font. Not because I'm an unintelligent reader. It's I don't have time. I really don't have time to read through a bunch of resumes. And even though there should be a human resources person, you could always rely on the fact that somebody's going to be kind of lazy. So my suggestion would be to really, really, like, for example, my resume, I have to always fax out my resume. They want to know my resume. Now, I'm sure you guys know, well, at my age now, you know, being 29, whew, you know, I got pages of it. I don't send pages. I don't. Okay? What I do is I don't go into that much detail. I just bullet television work, and I list the television shows I've been on, radio work, and I list my radio work. You know, very bulleted. A board certified family doctor. This is where I went to school. I graduated chief resident. This is where I went to college, cum laude, etc. Just bulleted. And there's a picture. I have a picture, although I know, it's a picture that's a couple years older. Yeah, exactly. No, upper lip was waxed. Everything, I look good. I look good in the picture. But I put a picture there, okay? Because it shows professionalism, and it's not that I'm hoping they like how I look. It's a very small picture, but because there's a visual and it stands out. You need a visual to stand out. I wouldn't put curriculum vitae or resume in big letters on top of that because that's a wasted read, but I would put your name. And you know, sometimes you may even want to put quotations for your nickname. So if you are Samuel Robert Jackson III, maybe what I would do is I would just put in quotation Sam. Okay? And don't put the Rock, the Stud, the King of the List. Lich King. Don't be doing anything stupid like that. But sometimes the quotations add a different visual to that top name and the resume stands out. Okay? And this is for any job. Okay? Make sure you look like you are open to things. If you demand, this is what I want to make, boom, they throw it out. But, you know, you could say, you know, open to discussion. Open to discussion is probably one of the smartest things, you know? When I was interviewing for medical school, do you want to go to medical school or not? Open to discussion. That piqued my interest. No. Okay, you know. So I would recommend that. But here's the thing. You can't be desperate, okay? Having two kids to support is already going to put you in line for being desperate. And what's going to happen is as we get closer to, you know, our financial deadline, we're going to seem desperate. You don't want to do that, okay? But I do like the idea of putting a whole bunch of applications out there, but you got to do follow-up. I can't tell you how many times I did follow-up because somebody ignored the application. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Okay, this was kind of interesting. They say the 9 most affordable places to retire. Okay, so you guys are thinking maybe Bakersfield, California, or Las Vegas, Nevada. No, this is kind of interesting. Let me read this to you guys, okay? Okay, these cities boast a low cost of living, a foreigner friendly vibe, and plenty of retirement amenities. And this comes from usnews.com in the money section. Okay, first, they say, and I apologize for my pronunciation, Nha Trang, Vietnam. You only need a monthly budget of $650. They say it has one of the lowest cost of living in any city in Southeast Asia. They have been welcoming Westerners to their shores since the 1920s. They say because there's a lot of mountains and rural landscapes you could explore, etc. And English is widely spoken and understood. The locals are gracious, industrious, and courteous. And local doctors can treat uncomplicated issues at a cost of $10 a visit. There is even a modern hospital there. And good dental care. They say cleaning and fillings are $5 over there in Thailand. And remember the Hangover 2? They're in Bangkok. Bangkok, and I guess the guy has a bullet taken out of his shoulder, you know, for like $10 or $7.
Yeah.
Okay, then Chiang Rai, Thailand, $750 monthly budget. I guess has a population of less than 100,000. All right, then Ipoh, Malaysia, you only need a monthly budget for $895 or $897. Most people speak English, but it's very easy to pick up their language. They say Dumaguete, Philippines, you only need a monthly budget of $1,000. There's also theater, ballet, art shows, and library, and good metal and dental care. Now, Cayo, Belize, you only need $1,000 a month to live there. Loja, Ecuador, $1,100. Granada, Nicaragua. Granada, I know, that's from the past, right? Granada. But a bunch of coastlines and volcanoes and lakes. I heard it's gorgeous. I really do. $1,300. Then, what about Europe, okay? Where can you go to Europe and have a very inexpensive retirement? They say, and again, I apologize for my pronunciation, Tralee, Ireland. You only need a monthly budget of $1,500. And they say that it still has the same brands, etc., so you don't have to feel like you're out in the middle of nowhere. And I guess the cost of living and real estate has completely dropped since the recession, so you could easily get something in Tralee, Ireland. What about France? They say Carcassonne, France. Okay, oh, I know I threw some Italian in that one. Sorry. You only need $1,750 a month. No, $1,750. And I think that's about it. Okay, so you guys can go to France. You guys can go. I know. I don't know what our monthly budget is, but you know, can I give you guys some advice? Downsize. 2014 and 2015 should be the years of the downsize. All right, we should be downsizing. That's what my husband and I did. We sold the home. We were lucky to sell. We were tired of the break-ins, and I gotta admit, downsizing has been the biggest breather. I think a lot of us in the early 2000s, it was the decade of the indulgence. Okay, wouldn't you say that? Basically, the 2000s were the decades of the indulgence. We had the millennium, New Year's party. You had all these real good TV shows. Everybody seemed to be becoming stars. You know, you saw like with American Idol, people who were basically working the same type of jobs that we were doing, fast food, all of a sudden could become a superstar. You know, we realized that we could be Botoxing and looking good. We realized we could be buying Coach bags and, you know, certain things that are usually expensive. Expensive now, you can get them at these outlet shops that were just you know, exploding all over the place. You were able to now be able to, not only was a computer something that wasn't a luxury anymore, but now you had a computer on your hand, and now there were smartphones, etc., and tablets, and so all of us were walking around now with electronics, which was something that we envisioned 20 years ago as something we would do when we were rich, you know, if we ever got rich. You know, when I was little, what I fantasized about was being either Miss America, being on Star Search. I wanted to be on Star Search when I was little. I wanted to marry John Travolta or dance with him in a movie, like maybe Grease 5, if there was. I think there was a Grease 3, so maybe Grease 4, okay? I wanted to have a Jeep. I really wanted to have a Jeep. I thought a Jeep was a cool, or a Ford Blazer. I thought a Ford, was it a Ford Blazer? And I don't think it was a Chevy Blazer. I thought it was a Ford, well, a Ford Bronco maybe. I don't know, but there was something in the 80s that looked really cool, probably a Chevy Blazer. And then I wanted my own computer. Computers were so cool, and I wanted to have my own computer, and a computer that had big letters, not just little letters, and a computer that could do pictures, etc. So all of a sudden, here we are in the year 2000s, and we have that. We have computers. We could have what our neighbors have. And then what happens? The big economic boom, and you're being able to get housing loans without even blinking, and being able to move into a home that you would have never dreamed of. We did the same thing with our family. We moved into a home that was probably 2,000 to 3,000 more square feet than I was used to living. I was used to living in a one little bedroom studio with that. And now we could have a few thousand square foot house. house? Whoa, and a pool. We built a pool, something I would have never even imagined I could do. And a bunch of us did it. So we borrowed against the house, and we borrowed, and we built a pool and all that other stuff. Okay, and then you come to realize you really don't need the pool. Okay, you can go to a community pool. You really don't need that much square footage. Still, it's very funny. To this day, I basically do the same things. I eat, work, in the same amount of square footage I did as a kid. I pretty much only need maybe about 500 square feet. Yeah, I got kids and I have a husband and we have dogs and cats and yeah, we need more, but I don't use lots of rooms. I work out outside, etc. So I just need the same 500 square feet to sleep, potty, shower, and work in. It's interesting, you know? Yeah, I should probably say the kitchen. So maybe I'll say I need like about 800 square feet. So my suggestion to you all is downsize. If you can, now's the time to do it. Housing prices are it's starting to be a little bit more of a seller's market. People are buying, and remember, you gotta be careful because pretty soon we're gonna have too many houses on the market as we have, a lot of our senior citizens deciding not to live by themselves anymore, wanting to live with family or live in assisted, condos or apartments, etc. So there's going to be too much, shall we say, inventory. So if you wanted to sell, it's probably a better time to sell, even though I'm not a financial expert. Okay? And then downsize, but downsize is something you could be comfortable with for a while because you're going to have a very hard time selling later. And, you know how we talked about maybe becoming vegetarian for a couple days a week, right? Trying to do the whole vegan thing or the vegetarian thing a couple days a week. You don't have to become totally vegetarian or vegan. You could, you know, do Tuesdays and Thursdays and no meat, etc., right? Okay, well then, you know, why don't you also do downsize day, where rather than using your car, you take the bus, or you carpool, or you decide to eat, you know, use only $20 as your eating budget for the day. That would be a great exercise, number one, in terms of dieting, okay, where you could only spend $20 that whole day on food, right? And it would also be a great exercise on money management. But I think if you could get you and your kids to learn how to live on a small budget, they're going to be better for it. I keep telling you guys about my $6 for groceries for a week. That got me through in the 90s. $6. I bought a quarter gallon milk. I bought a pint. It was a small thing of milk, a cereal, a box of cereal, some bread, and some turkey ham. And I was able to live on that for the whole week. $6. Okay, the only reason why I was able to do that is because we were poor when I was growing up. My kids now, they probably eat $6 in one forkful. It's the year of the downsize. 1-877 Docadali, 1-877 Docadali. I don't think the budget thing is working. You know how we used to always budget, right? We'd budget house, we'd budget entertainment, we'd budget this. Okay, and you know, some of you guys stick to that, but most of us, we don't. I don't. We don't have a technical budget, okay? My husband and I just go, let's just spend as little money as possible. But you need to budget. And for those of you that don't really do that, then you need to do daily or weekly exercises. And that's what I think will help. Okay, adjusting your thermostat may actually improve your thinking. And are you harboring MRSA in your own home? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDAI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are raising money for kids trying to fight blood cancer. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Anything you could do to help, anything, whether it's $5, $10, $25, whatever you could do to help, we would so appreciate it. And please keep in mind that your neighbors, your bosses, your employers, etc., these guys may be able to help or come up with an idea or way we could donate, even if it's like tickets to a concert or dinner coupons, things like that. All that stuff helps. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com. If you can't donate, email me so we could come up with ideas on how to help these kids. The cost of health care is rising and rising, and these kids need help paying their medical bills when it comes to dealing with blood cancer. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877 DOC, DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments now. They say adjusting your thermostat may actually improve your thinking. A study looked at two groups of participants with different ambient temperature preferences. Some wanted cool, some wanted warm. The groups were asked to complete thinking tasks in three rooms with different temperatures. One was 77 degrees, one was 68 degrees, and one was 59 degrees Fahrenheit. The participants did better at the tasks when they were in a room with their preferred temperature. Well, it's believed that working in a temperature you find comfortable slows the use of energy required to do mental tasks. This is according to Lorenzo Colzato and Roberta Solaro at Leiden University in the Netherlands. So they think that temperature influences ability. Working in one's ideal temperature can promote efficiency and productivity. Now, I remember in school freezing because when I went to school, it was most of the years I was in school, I was in Arizona, and it was extremely hot. And so they would have the air conditioning on pretty high, unless you were in the portables. And the portables were like these buildings outside that were still closed, but you know they would have fans, and I think the very first year they were coming out with these things back in the late 70s, early 80s, I remember the air conditioning wasn't that good, but when you were indoors the air conditioning was blasted, so I was freezing and I couldn't concentrate during jackdiddly squat. So it can't be too hot, it can't be too cold. Now I did find that study very fascinating, where if it's cold you end up burning more, your metabolism increases and you burn more calories. So since then, my husband has been a very happy man because I don't yell at him that the air conditioning's on. I let the place be kind of cold because apparently if I shiver, I burn up more calories. So that's always good. But me, if I tended to want hot or want cold, I like cold. I like the idea of needing to bundle up. I don't like being hot. I don't like being sweaty. I don't like humidity. I'm not very good with heat. I would rather be cold. But then when I am cold for a period of time, I don't like that either. I think I just complain. I just complain a lot. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When somebody gives me money, I rarely complain. That's about the only time I don't complain, when somebody gives me money. But I guess here's cause to complain. Money is dirty. In the first comprehensive study on the DNA of dollar bills, researchers at New York University's Dirty Money Project found that there are hundreds and hundreds of different kinds of bacteria on these bills that pass from hand to hand. By analyzing genetic material on dollar bills, the NYU researchers, as part of NYU's Dirty Money Project, identified 3,000 types of bacteria in all. Many types more than in previous studies examined in the samples under a microscope. If so, they could identify only 20% of the non-human DNA they found, because there were so many microorganisms that have not been cataloged in genetic databases. Easily, the most abundant species was the one that causes acne. Is that disgusting? Others were linked to gastric ulcers, probably H. pylori, pneumonia, food poisoning, and staph infections. They say some even carry genes responsible for antibiotic resistance. They found it to be quite amazing, okay? They were actually shocked that microbes could actually grow on money. Their unpublished research also kind of, you know, reminds us that whether it's rupees or euros, paper money is one of the most frequently passed items in the world. You know, with the idea, remember they were thinking about doing away with paper money and just everybody walking around with a card, and that one card has your whole bank account on it, and you just stick your card. Yeah. Nobody really went for that idea, did they? Central banks and state treasuries say they usually worry more about counterfeiting and durability of the dollar bill than actual microbiology, really. They say with nearly 150 billion new banknotes circulated every year around the world, governments spend nearly 10 billion annually to provide people with these bills that are fit to use. So I get, yeah, I know, yeah, they throw a lot of them out. Nah, not this one. Nah, not this one. Doesn't that scare you? They say the U.S. $1 bill is printed on cotton-lined blend, very similar to our underwear. Lasts little more than 21 months. Oh, that's right. I think on Pawn Stars. Wasn't that a question? The average dollar bill lasts how long in circulation? And I think the answer was 2 years. Okay, so they say it lasts little more than 21 months. They say in all, the U.S. Federal Reserve System is spending $826.7 million on new money this year to make 7.8 billion banknotes with a total face value of $297.1 billion. I can't even fathom that. Now, I think what may be a good idea is where you use your, I wouldn't say retina scan, I would say like your fingerprint. They should have like a fingerprint sensor. Oh, but then the fingerprint sensors get dirty. Oh, that's right. That's right. Because now you're sticking your hand where somebody else sticks their hand. And then you got all the oil and the grime. Okay, here's the thing, okay? Every time we talk about smartphones being dirtier than your toilet or dollar bills being dirtier than your mouth, am I the only one that likes to suck on quarters? I used to love putting money in my mouth, and my mom would always freak out. I just loved feeling it was a stupid thing I used to do, but I was really orally fixated at that age, and I loved putting things in my mouth like coins and shoelaces. I loved chewing on the plastic part of the shoelace. You know, like we talk about with telomeres and chromosomes, that part of the shoelace? Yeah. I used to love just sitting there chewing on that. I don't understand. I didn't like chewing on pencils because I could taste the lead, but I would chew on shoelaces. Don't ask. I was a very limber child, actually. Things have bacteria on it, duh. Okay, there have to be bacteria. Okay, nature's smart. Okay, bacteria protect you. So there's bacteria all over the place. Particularly, I would probably decline wanting acne bacteria. Okay, if somebody else's acne bacteria, to me that's really gross. Okay, or somebody's E. coli. All right? But, you know, we are bombarded with bacteria all the time. Now, I know some of you are like, well, no, okay, so let's do away with money and just give me one of those little glossy receipt-like things. Well, what do they have? They have BPA. So if you don't want to get the chemicals or the BPA, then that, yeah. So I think we're just all screwed, okay? My recommendation is be very, very careful with the antimicrobials. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands with soap. Soap and water will get rid of a lot of the bugs. Okay, hand washing is something that's very, very cheap. I have a big problem with bar soap. I think we need to get rid of bar soap because the problem with bar soap is there's always a hair on it. And, you know, you see the soap and then you see the hair. And then there's this border around the hair on the soap. That scares me. So then I take a knife and I scoop out the hair so that the soap all looks one color, but whenever you have bicolored soap, I would throw that sucker out. I do like the pump soaps. Those pump soaps are cool, but you still gotta wash off the pump, but at least that's cool. I give my kids those, you know, because now that they're kind of growing and getting more, you know, pubertal and stuff, I'm like, oh, hell no. No. Go take your Irish Spring and either, no, just take it and throw it out. You know, oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom Work of the Dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I put on my Facebook page and my Twitter page an autism Asperger's test. Some of you have asked me how to tell if there's a way that you could test yourself. diagnosed or be screened for autism or Asperger's because you suspect you have it. This, I took a look at it. It was kind of cool. You know, I don't think it's 100% scientific, but I thought it was pretty cool. So I posted that. It's about a 50-question test. Takes about 5 to 7 minutes to do. But the gist of it is you're really, you know, if somebody does have Asperger's or autism, you're really, really good at picking other things up that other people can't. You like to be more introverted. You like to kind of do things more by yourself. And you don't like to be distracted by others type of thing. And it was, and you found other things distracting or almost, kind of disengaging you from what you wanted to be heavily into. And, to me, that sounds pretty normal to me. So it's a very interesting test to take. I recommend you do it. They do say that they have a way to actually detect autism now in 9-month-old infants. Many times we don't, diagnose autism until the child is about 2 because they're having trouble speaking or being social. They don't seem to be engaging with their parents, etc. Yet I've been able to find that you could kind of pick up on that, you know, when the kids are a lot younger. So according to lead author Carol Samango Sprouse, associate clinical professor of pediatrics at George Washington University, they said head circumference and a head tilting reflex are reliable ways to determine whether or not kids between 9 and 12 months could be autistic. All right. The CDC reports that autism spectrum disorder can be identified in youngsters who are at least 2 years old. Most children aren't even diagnosed until they're 4. Why? Because parents think that's just the way they are, and by the time the kids start to go to pre-K, et cetera, teachers are like, something's a little different here. Can you, you know, get that evaluated? They say there's a MCHAT questionnaire. This is supposed to be right now the gold standard screening tool, but I guess physicians need something that you could do with infants, all infants before 12 months. And so I guess the authors looked at the use of head circumference and this head tilting reflex as biomarkers that could be used. Nearly 1,000 patients underwent both screenings during their 4-month, their 6-month, and their 9-month well baby visits. Whenever you have a baby, you usually bring them in within the first week or so to check on their circumcision or their PKU testing, etc. Then you have the 1 month, the 2 months, the 4 months, the 6 months, the 9 months, and the year. So at the 4, 6, and 9 month well baby visits, they found that infants with head circumference at or above the 75th percentile. Basically, in those who or those who did not pass a head tilting reflex were deemed to be at risk. Now, just because a kid has a high, head circumference doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be diagnosed. But they said if there's a head circumference discrepancy of at least 10% in comparison to the baby's height, that could be a sign. They say 49 infants displayed these abnormal results. Of those, 15 were identified at risk for autism. 34 were at risk for developmental language delay. Furthermore, 14 of the 15 kids who were at risk for that were clinically diagnosed with the disorder when they were turned 3. So basically, you could also look back. And if you do have an autistic or Asperger child, look back and see if there was an issue with head circumference, etc. You know, usually these kids will still have normal size heads. You know, remember I said there were some phenotypic features of being more brunette, big, beautiful brown eyes, large inner canthi space in between the eyes. But now they're saying there could be an issue with when they're younger, their head circumference seems to be bigger. This head tilt test, I believe it's the way they the reflex when their head is tilted. I know you're like, well, duh, Dahlia. I haven't seen that demonstrated, and I'd like to. I'd like to see what that is, because that's pretty cool. But, these should be things that all pediatricians and family docs should be trained on, and because when it comes to autism, we find that we can help these kids socially by getting involved earlier and quicker. And so obviously waiting till a child is 4 and isn't potty trained and doesn't want to engage with other kids starts to really cause you to lose a lot of time, obviously. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Homes are now reservoirs for the superbug MRSA. Now, the methicillin-resistant staph aureus we talk about a lot, we call MRSA. And we used to see MRSA mostly in hospitals or nursing homes because it would be an opportunistic type infection. It would decide to grow and take advantage where multiple antibiotics were being used. So the bacteria could then kind of wake up and go, well, wait a second, I wasn't knocked out with all these hand sanitizers and all these antibiotics. And then it starts to grow and then it spreads among patients, etc. It could cause real bad pneumonia, bloodstream infections, etc. We also started to see the bug from the 80s to the 90s start being more spread skin to skin. We started to see this in gyms. We started to see towels, razors, things like that, kids in the household, athletes, etc. But now in a new study, researchers found that the home could be a huge MRSA reservoir. And they say it could even be endemic and start from the home. Now, why? Because homes use a lot of antibiotics and they also use a lot of antimicrobials like kitchen wipes, hand sanitizers, etc. Now, the MRSA is called a superbug because it is resistant to many antibiotics. Apparently, they looked at the genetic makeup of the MRSA samples from patients who were, I guess, New York City residents between 2009 and 2011. They took swabs from a comparison group of people same age who had not fallen ill to see if they harbored any kind of this staph aureus. The researchers also looked at other household members, social contacts, etc. And they found that people's homes were major reservoirs of this. Now, when we talk about, whenever we diagnose somebody with MRSA, we immediately tell them to clean the house. Okay? You know, I don't understand why this is news, because whenever we diagnosed MRSA, we told everybody to kind of bleach bath the house. And even we would do kind of like pool water bleach type baths for the kids. We also put Bactroban on their noses and rectums and things like that. We told parents to do to really knock out where these superbugs like to be, because they like to be in moist areas near orifices. But right now they say bleach clean surfaces, use hot water to wash your bedding and clothes of an infected person, even though I think you should be washing your bedding every couple days anyway. You know, we got cats and dogs and, you know, kids coughing and sneezing and climbing into each other's beds and reading a book and their dirty socks and, you know, dirty underwear and skid mark underwear thrown onto the bed because they don't want to take it to the washer. Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, there's like bugs all over the place, and not just staph. I'm talking about some major E. coli. They also discovered that there were mutations that had resistance, like Cipro. The fluoroquinolones, the levoquins, and the ciprofloxacins we used to, about 10, 15 years ago, used to fight some of this MRSA. We're having a lot of trouble because we're seeing more levoquin and floxacin resistance. So they're also seeing that we're seeing more of the genetic resistant strains also, which is scary. Not only is it methicillin resistant, but it could also be fluoroquinolone resistant. Hence, super bug. Not too good. 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of homes, they say global studies show that when the amount of lead in the environment increases, you have more crime. Yet if you decrease lead as opposed to less lead paints, etc., you notice less violence. Now, they say low concentrations of lead in children can be permanently damaging, including lowering their IQ, learning disabilities, aggressive behavior, etc. So while you're looking for superbugs, maybe just make sure you don't have a lot of lead products, especially some of these toys made from foreign countries. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE.
Call 844-879-5433 or visit 844-TRYLIFE.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.